The use of Teva seems to be increasing in anesthesia for a variety of reasons. With that comes the need for measuring depth of anesthesia. One of the most common monitors for this is the bispectral index, or BIS monitor. This monitor converts EEG waveforms into a usable form to give us an idea of the depth of anesthesia. There are a variety of opinions on the accuracy of this monitor. However, I believe some of the distrust comes from not being able to fully interpret the monitor outputs. In this segment, I will briefly go over how to interpret your BIS data and my opinions of this tool. When placing the leads for your BIS monitor, be sure to follow the packaging instructions on how to place them. I have frequently seen them placed inappropriately, which will affect the data. Also, be sure to read the instructions so that you can get the best adherence for the leads. This includes cleaning the skin of the head with alcohol, being sure that it's dry before applying the leads, and applying pressure to each lead for 5 seconds. In following these steps, I rarely have troubles getting a reading from my leads. Be sure to check your monitor to see the quality of each lead's contact, and if it's not very good, be sure to apply some pressure to the lead to hopefully improve the signal quality for that lead. Also, don't be afraid to use a new set of leads if you're getting poor readings. I know you don't want to be wasteful, but bad data is useless. Once you have a good signal, you will start getting numerical outputs. The one that most people are most interested in is the BIS score. You want this value to be between 40 and 60 to signify general anesthesia. If you just stop with this number, interpretation is incomplete. I liken it to assessing an arterial line blood pressure without seeing the waveform. The blood pressure could be very accurate or could be very far off. The same is true with the BIS score. You not only want to see the BIS value, but you also want to look at the other data that is available. You need to look at the SQI value, which stands for System Quality Index, and is a measure of the quality of the data the BIS monitor is receiving. SQI is affected by electrical interference such as cautery, nerve stimulators, and also physical manipulation of the leads. This value is on a scale of 0 to 100. You want this value to be as close to 100 as possible. Over 80 is acceptable, but I generally strive to be greater than 90. The other value that you will see is EMG, which stands for electromyogram. The EMG value is a reflection of muscle activity that is being perceived by the BIS monitor. You want this value to be less than 35. It should make sense that you would want the quality of the data coming in to be as high as possible and the muscle interference to be as low as possible. If the SQI is greater than 80 and the EMG is less than 35, you can have a fair amount of confidence in the BIS value. Things to keep in mind, however, are that the BIS output is about a minute delayed, so act early. The BIS value is a number to be used as a trend along with all of the rest of the data you have at your disposal. If the patient's BIS is reading 25 and they are showing signs of pain or moving, do something. Don't just assume they are anesthetized enough. And there are studies that have shown BIS monitors to give values indicative of general anesthesia in patients that were fully awake but paralyzed by neuromuscular blockers. These facts are not meant to deter you from using the BIS, but to encourage you to add it as one of your tools, not your only tool. So how do I suggest using the BIS monitor? I aim for a BIS value of 40 to 60, an SQI of greater than 90, and an EMG of less than 35. When I achieve these things, I watch the trend and correlate it with blood pressure, heart rate, and respiratory effort, if any, to determine the appropriate level of anesthesia. And this is where I will leave the discussion. I could go on and give examples of situations and how I would assess and treat them, but every situation and patient is unique, so I think it would be a waste of time to go into great detail. The key takeaway here is to assess all the values on the BIS monitor and use the outputs as another tool in your anesthesia toolbox. Also, be sure to chart your biz value every 5 minutes. It's much easier to assess a trend that way. I hope this discussion has helped, and thanks for listening.